This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
You are listening to Capricorn Drive on Capricorn FM, the Popo Saturday frequency. My name is Complexion. Good afternoon and welcome to our midweek chat. National Wheels Week is observed annually in September, taking place between the 15th and 19th September this year. But also the whole month is National Wheels Month. And legal experts are warning us, or warning couples who live together without being married, to protect themselves as they are not automatically protected by law and lack inheritance rights similar to those of spouses. So you need to protect yourself by drafting a cohabitation agreement which defines your rights and responsibilities during the relationship. Maybe it's not such a big number, but I think it is a growing reality. Because according to the 2022 census, 8 out of every 100 couples in South Africa cohabit or are in a fat and set. So we have invited an expert, Mr. Lesibana Mokgapa, who is an attorney of the High Court in South Africa, practicing as an attorney at the University of Limpopo Campus Law Clinic, and deals very well with wills and agreements. So we are getting into that conversation. Mr. Lesibana Mokgapa, attorney of the High Court in South Africa, practicing as an attorney at UNIL Campus Law Clinic. Talk us through this cohabitation agreement and why is it so important for couples to have this agreement in place?
Cohabitation, as you have explained, exists in the Republic as a natural state of relationships. And when people are taking a relationship to the next level, the next thing is to live together. So what we call a cohabitation agreement is a contract that is entered into by the partners or the parties, which they label out everything that they want to regulate the relationship that they are in.
Yeah.
So it is simply an agreement with terms and conditions as to who takes care of what. For example, who pays the rent, who is paying for installments of the cars, who buys electricity. It will label out all the responsibilities as well as the rights of the party. Notice that I refer to the couple as parties and not spouses.
Yeah.
There is a specific reason for that, to which I'll explain in a jiffy.
Yeah, but obviously, I mean, this agreement alone is not sufficient to protect the partner's inheritance rights in the country, right?
Interesting. Yes, as far as inheritance is concerned, the agreement, remember the agreement, anyone can enter into a valid contract with anybody, but agreements do not carry more weight over the law. So as far as inheritance is concerned, inheritance is dealt with in two different forms. One, if a person dies without a will, the Interstate Succession Act automatically kicks in and tells us how that person's inheritance is supposed to be shared. And if a person dies with a will, that will must then tell us how his inheritance is supposed to subside. But that will must also be signed. It must not just be a piece of paper. It must be a will, and that is lawful, and that is accurate in terms of the requirements of a valid drafted will.
You know, a lot of people, when you talk about drafting a will, they start thinking about the costs that are associated with that. And maybe we are talking very little money, though maybe relative. But, yes. You know, you would advise that people do this professionally, right?
100%. Remember, Complexion, there are people that are specifically trained to do certain things in life.
Yeah.
Of course, we can educate each and every person to be able to draft these things themselves, but it is very important that a formal will is drafted by an expert, to which that is the reason for the LPC or the National Wills Week, so that lawyers or legal practitioners can draft this will. Why is it important? It's important because as practitioners, we are professionals and we know what the will is supposed to contain. We cannot say just draft a will wherever you are. We know what words, what items, what descriptions, who must be in the will.
So basically, what I'm hearing here is that there are potential consequences for a surviving partner if the other masihlalisane dies without a will.
100%. Remember, previously I said I refer to this couple as partners.
Yes, not spouses.
As parties. Mm. The reason for that is the parties are not referred to as spouses.
Mm.
And they are not referred to as spouses because they do not enjoy the protection that comes with being in a valid marriage,
sure,
either civil or customary. So now, the potential consequences for a surviving partner where one party dies without having drafted a will is that everything that belongs to that person will be dealt with either in terms of an interstate succession act, or it will be dealt with as though that person was not existing, that cohabitating partner. We're not going to look at them. We're going to look at what the law says when a person dies without a will. And we may disregard everything that this person might have worked very hard for.
Mm. Well, let's help those couples ensure that both a cohabitation agreement and a will is legally valid. I think there's somewhere where I picked up that there needs to be a duration also stipulated in the cohabitation agreement. Is that correct?
Correct, so.
Hey. how do you work around that? You just sit down and agree to say, hey, let's put this thing for the next 5 years and see how, where things are going.
It must have a beginning and an ending. It's not going to be indefinite. So the parties or the partners must agree as to this cohabitation. Because remember, it's not a marriage.
Yes.
The difference here is that a marriage will be terminated by what? A divorce or death.
Sure.
So this one is just a contract. And a contract cannot exist forever. So there must be a limitation to when this agreement is going to end, and then if the parties are still together and are interested in proceeding with the contract, they can then extend it or enter into a fresh one.
Yeah. Well, these agreements are your football field. I mean, how often do you get couples coming to draft such cohabitation agreements? Are people open to this idea? Or do they feel that this is much like a marriage contract?
Yeah. There you're talking about my daily bread. And as a matrimonial law practitioner or a family law practitioner.
Salute.
In South Africa, or in Limpopo, specifically where I practice, we do not get many people that are coming forth to draft this. But what we do get is questions whenever we go on community outreaches, whenever we go on dealing with people from the street law. What we do get are questions of the difference between a marriage and a cohabitation agreement. And I believe at the end, people just end up thinking it's better to just get married because the other one outweighs the other one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, I had invited those that are in Fat and Sets to come very close to their radios. I hope that the message landed properly, because we would like to see more people manage property, reduce the risk, and this is the risk of disputes and litigation, and also protecting themselves if the other Masihlalisane passes on. But we thank you so much for your time. We wish you nothing but the best ahead, and enjoy the rest of your Heritage Day.
Thank you so much, Complexion. May the listeners also enjoy the rest of the Heritage Day as well as you.
Thank you. Mr. Lesebana Mohapa is an attorney of the High Court in South Africa, practicing as an attorney at the University of Limpopo Campus Law Clinic.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.